Were you given an allowance when you were a kid? Did it burn a hole in your pocket so you spent it all at once? Or were you a saver? I think I was more of a spender than a saver. I lived in the moment. So as a kid, if I saw something that caught my attention, whatever I may have been thinking about saving for or buying down the road went right out the window. My youngest daughter is a lot like me. She sees something, and if she's got money, she goes for it with no regrets, and she's as happy as she can be until she sees something else she wants. I've been there so many times. If I set a budget for something, I usually use every single penny. I have a feeling I'm not alone in this. We blow through or spend what we've been given, consume every resource, and then end up wanting more. My mom would tell me, once it's gone, it's gone. Isn't that the truth? We can easily find ourselves coming up empty. Now that might be the case when it comes to an allowance you get for doing the dishes or your own bank account, but what about when it comes to God? Can we blow our allowance when it comes to God's grace, love, or mercy? Does God give us X number of second chances, and when we blow through those, that's it, no more? What truth can we know when it comes to God's faithfulness? I love this one, Lamentations 3, 22 through 23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. God is faithful. His mercy and grace over me, over you, is new every morning. And I'm so grateful because so often I feel I blow through my allowance of it. I'll get to the end of the day and think, surely I've used it all up. My pockets are empty of all my resources and all the ways I think I can take care of or control things. Yet, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. There is no end to God's faithfulness. His love is never ending, and nothing can separate us from it. What does that mean for us today in the middle of whatever we are in the middle of? It means we can trust God is near to our broken hearts in our darkest moments. We can know He hears us when we pray. Because God is faithful, in moments of temptation, He provides a way out. When the waters rage around us, we can rest. We can have courage, peace, and even joy, no matter the trial, because God meets us there with a never-ending love and allowance of grace. That's the truth. Here's a final thought to consider. The sun is always rising on the earth. While we may face the dark of night for a moment, God's grace continuously pours out over creation. Let it pour over you today. I'm Lori Klein.